In the name of Jesus, we will continue these services. I will read the Word of God from the first book of Moses, Genesis, verses 1 through 15, 14 through 19, and 26 to 27. And the words are as follows in Jesus' name. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the night day, and darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And so it was. And God made two great lights, a greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Male and female created he them. Amen. I think in this way, dear brothers and sisters, that it could be that many of us have begun to read the Bible, that even these first verses of Genesis are familiar to us. On my own part, I was able to read somewhat farther, but I have not read it completely. It is good to read the Bible, for our faith is based on the Bible. This text is made up of three portions. This first portion, the first day, God made earth and heaven, and also the light of grace to shine upon people. And on the fourth day, God created the sun, moon, and stars, temporal matters or time. On the third portion, on the sixth day, God created man, his own picture of man. This begins where God creates heaven and earth. It is not written anywhere what it was in the beginning. We heard in this scripture that this time that we understand today was created only on the fourth day. But through faith, we understand that in the beginning, it is a time that we cannot comprehend, and we do not how long of a time it is. It is in different ways. Very intelligent people explained, and I'm sure much wisdom is learned from there that God has given unto. onto people. God created heaven and earth. Think about it. God is the creator of everything. Isn't it unbelievable thing to our carnal mind? In the letter to the Hebrews, it is written in this way: faith is that what we wish for. It is seeing of that cannot be seen. It is a through faith we understand that everything is created by the word of God. After all, this is a matter of faith. From the Bible, we have been able to hear it and learned and read that many there believed. We remember Moses. This is from the books of Moses, this portion of the Bible, how Moses also saw much more valuable to suffer with the group of the children of God than to live with Pharaoh. Moses was no special man. We remember when Moses was invited into this task to guide the nation of Israel out of slavery. We cannot say that Moses was joyful or jumping of rejoice, but God strengthened Moses. God, I have many times remembered through my own sermons when Moses had that staff in his hand, and God said, throw it onto the ground, and the staff turned into a serpent. But God said to grab it, and once again, the serpent became a staff. This staff is a picture of the gospel staff that we only need when we live. We, for sure, all of us have heard that when a believing person dies, that he was able to put down his journey staff. Then no longer we need the staff of the gospel when we close our eyes in faith. We for sure have many close ones who have put down this journey staff, who have endeavored a good endeavor, who have ended their journey and kept faith. If we think of Noah, who built this ark from the command of God, isn't it an unbelievable thing that he built this for 40 years on dry land? Think of it, if we began here at this airport to build a large ship. And the builder of the ship would say that soon would come a flood. Isn't this unbelievable? But Noah wanted to be. Excuse me. Obedient to God's word. I'm sure many of us have thought that's why God has allowed many things to happen. Is this something that God has allowed to happen? And why does this happen? I'm sorry, excuse me. In the book of Job, it is told how God is almighty. God is greater than the enemy of souls. Think of it when the enemy of souls was given the permission to tempt Job. God said that you can tempt Job, but you cannot touch him. There is a saying of Job's mail, there came these messages: your cattle has died, your children have died. Think of everything Job had to experience. But God did not give permission to touch Job himself. Once again, the enemy of souls, who we call the devil, asked that easy it is that Job has such a strong faith. So God gave permission to touch Job, but not to kill Job. We remember all the sicknesses that Job had to suffer, but his life was not taken. After all, God is the one who guides and through whom everything happens. It is good for us to believe in this, and it goes on in this way. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good. Already in the beginning of time, before this natural time, already then God saw that his own son, the Lord Jesus, would suffer on the cross and arise from the dead, and in this way redeem yours and mine, all the sins of everyone in this world. Isn't this an astonishing matter that even then already God was graceful? He already saw then that human would fall into sin and could not win the enemy of souls without the help of God. In the first Gospel of John, it is said in this way: first there was Word, the Word was God, and first this God was with God, and everything was born of the Word, and nothing without the Word has been born. With him was life. Light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. Come, lightness or brightness. We who have been able to receive from the great grace of God this faith upon our own hearts, we have received this brightness in our hearts. Even us who have been able to preserve in the life of the faith of children, it is a great gift of God. It is good to remember that every person on earth God has meant to come to heaven, for heaven. Even you who are not partaking of this grace, you can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is written also in the Bible in this way: God, who has created the earth, all of what it includes, he who is the Lord of the heaven and earth, does not live in temples of man-made temples. Many times we think that the kingdom of God, which is the most important and through which we can proclaim the forgiveness of sins, that it would be some sort of an organization, a company, or something else similar to this. But it is not. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, it is also so that it does not bring us to heaven if we went to services as many times as ever. But if we do not have faith in our hearts, our temporal doings do not help. God is found from his kingdom, which is an invisible, carnally invisible, and it moves from heart to heart. It is an astonishing matter, and it makes us humble. And it is written also that when God invites, be obedient, for God does not invite in vain. If God rebukes you, you should take the steps of repentance and be obedient to the invitation of God. Even this motto of these services of childlike is the kingdom of God. God set a child as an example of this kingdom. How is it? So when we think of a small child that is born to a father and mother, mother and father, this child is completely dependent of the care of especially the mother and the father. It is important for us to remember this example that Jesus set for us. We do not need to be very intelligent. Many times the enemy of souls tempts us, teases us in that way that you do not even know the Bible. But dear brother and sister, it is enough that we want to believe the sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Then God said, let there be light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God called the light day, and the darkness called night, and even the morning. I'm sorry, that was the wrong part. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. This natural time came only on the fourth day. We do not know how long these first 3 days were. It is something that stays as the wisdom of God. Dear listeners, even you who are there through different media outlets who have not made it here to services, this word of God is secure. It gives us peace to our hearts. It gives us joy, and it gives us freedom. God created two great lights, the sun and the moon. I am reminded of my childhood when a neighbor boy asked, why is this Päivämies in English? There's a newsletter of the Finnish SRK, and it is named Päivämies, day man, or a day letter man, maybe a better translation. And an explanation to this is that we are children of the day. It is good that we would not too much burden ourselves of the future, but this is not easy. It is many times so that faith is weak in these matters. But dear brothers and sisters, we are children of the day. We are, through grace, believing. This this day of the sun, the natural sun that gives light, is also the sun of grace. Then this night and law, it ex especially pictures unbelieving children. It is possible for this unbelieving child to hear this sermon of the law. It is possible through this to become a child of light. It is such an astonishing matter that a child of God who has the Holy Spirit up in their hearts and proclaims the forgiveness of sins to an unbeliever, it gives birth to joy and freedom in this unbelieving heart. God has dropped grace down so low that even the weakest one can take it forth for him or herself. If we think about Christmas, how Jesus was born into the barn, he was not born into a five-star hotel, but he was born into that barn where even the very lowest, the most sinful person could take that promise of God upon him or herself, and to join Jesus Christ and to follow as a child of God. And then it reads here that God divided the light from the darkness. There is no such thing as a gray area. There is light and darkness. The enemy of souls wants us to journey on this dark road, the wide road. He is very intelligent. He knows how to tempt us even in ways that we do not even notice, that we might even accidentally fall into his traps. You, dear children, boys and girls who are sitting here, isn't it good that we have a good God, Heavenly Father, who cares for us and nothing happens without the allowance of God for this to happen? I remember from my childhood when one speaker, I do not remember him by name, but said in this way that in all of our hearts there is this same battle against the enemy of souls and the will of God. And I remember in my youth when I thought, I want that on my part, God's will would win. Isn't this an important matter, dear brothers and sisters, that we make these promises? They are not easy. On this journey comes sin. But how it is beautiful that in the kingdom of God, always is heard for the sinner the word of the gospel, that you can hear your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Even if these sins were sins of any kind, you can forgive them. In the letter to the Corinthians, it says in this way, in chapter 4, verse 6, God commanded for light to shine in the darkness. It shined of God's brightness and of Jesus's. Dear brothers and sisters, how important it is that when we have received the Holy Spirit upon our hearts, and that conscience, it advises us of what is right. How important it is to listen to the advice of God, that we would not close our ears to this. I remember when this was spoken of in one situation, and how easily in these times we hear of this, that we believe in our own ways, that and in this way I make it to heaven. But the word of God does not give permission to this. It is important that we do have a personal faith, and that this would be a faith of our hearts, and that this personal faith of heart, it would join the mutual understanding of the kingdom of God. Personal heart, faith of our heart, the understanding of the kingdom of God and the word of God, these three matters are on the same line. Dear brothers and sisters, faith is the most important, most valuable matter in our lives. Then on this, in this third part of these texts, it reads in this way, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, excuse me, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Dear brothers and sisters, God has created you and me in his own image, all of us. I bolden to say that when I came here to services, brothers asked me to come and stand here so that this camera would see me. I answered that it would be enough that it would only see the pulpit. It is good for us to understand that we are humans and that be thankful for everything God has given us. And when we speak of all these animals that God gave a living soul to man or humans, so that a human can experience everlasting life, it does not mean that we can live in any such way, any which way. It is good that we take care of these animals and other parts of nature. It is important that we remember what is the most important for us humans, that we have a destination for our faith. It is not for this temporal time. It does not automatically mean that this would be a very easy life for us. God allows different kinds of difficulties for us, but it is good for us to remember that our destination is in everlasting heaven, in God's heaven. In the Bible, it reads also in this way. It pictures this same matter. One of the elders asked me, who are these clothed in white garment? Where have they come from? I answered in this way, Lord, you know. He said to me, they have been saved from great burden. They have washed their garments in the blood of the shepherd. This is of the Gospel John, and I even have been able to go there in person, and I have been able to think that here these astonishing things have happened that have been written in the Bible. That there John saw these who are clothed in white garment, and when God asked where these have come from, and John answered that they have come from great burden, washed their garments in the blood of Blood of the Shepherd. Dear listeners, you here present at the services and through different media outlets, it is important for us to be diligent in listening to our conscience and put sin away when it comes upon our conscience. And here it speaks of how these people of the Bible have this people of this portion of the Bible have had washed their clothes in the blood of the shepherd. Isn't it an astonishing manner, children? But it is so that when our sins are preached forgiven, we are in front of God completely white or completely clear. All our sins are forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, and dear listeners, I bolden myself also to study or speak of when I have experienced different life phases. I have had friends that I have not been able to experience this gift of faith. I have very poorly and timidly confessed my faith. So little has been spoken of that, of what I believe in, of what my faith is based on. I encourage myself, even in these business terms, go through this how or to what faith or what my own faith is based upon. There, in the business world, it is important to speak of strategy. It is important that we first give a conclusion or something that we are aiming towards. And I think in this way that this conclusion or what we're target is a is in faith heaven, that when we die we would receive the eternal glory of heaven. And this vision that I would want to live a life according to God's word and at the same time experience peace, freedom, and joy. These are great matters, great things that many times are visible in our lives, even though we might not notice it. And even this, the most important thing of this strategy, these ways of exercising this strategy, that the Lord Jesus Christ has, on his dying on the cross, redeemed, atoned all of our sins, yours and mine, everybody's sins. What are these ways of coming to this conclusion? It is important that we ask and believe our sins forgiven. Another exercise that we would listen to our conscience, that we would not press down the noise of our conscience when it is speaking to us. And thirdly, it is good that we would listen and to learn the Word of God, and that we would live in a fellowship of believers. I believe, dear friend, dear brothers and sisters, that I also can make it to heaven when I do or believe in this way and this same road. It is open to everybody. It is even to you who are listening. It is an open road for you. You can become a partaker of this faith. Through faith, we understand that when we have, from the great grace of God, been able to believe our own sins forgiven, at the same time, we get the power to sermon or proclaim the forgiveness of sins to one who regrets their sins. And you also can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Especially you youth, I want to speak to you who are in different kind of responsible tasks in your work life. Remember what is the most important thing in life, that we would be preserved in faith and that it would be guiding all of our lives. God surely blesses. The blessing of God is not necessarily always exactly what we want, but even if it wasn't this way, we can still trust in that it is according to the will of God. We do not necessarily get everything what we ask for, but God is wiser. God knows what is good for me and you, what we can take, what is possible according to our faith. Jesus Christ is the grace pulpit. Dear listener, your sins are atoned. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is good that we remember that we have a good God. He has redeemed all of our sins, and the kingdom of God is always remembered of that grace comes first. The grace belongs to everyone, every sinner who regrets their sins. You can hear it every day, many times every day. I have myself, even coming to this sermon task, been able to hear many times the word of the gospel. It has many times come, even though I have not asked. I am very thankful of this, that there are brothers who guide me. This also means women, that who help us on this journey toward heaven. In the Gospel of John, it is said in this way: the good shepherd has given his life in front of or on behalf of his sheep. Oh, it is so good to be here gathered together around the Word of God. We can be able to talk with each other. This is such a grateful matter that we can do this today. And upon my own heart, I have much been in pain of this, but I have been able to discuss with many people and have been encouraged. I am sinful and doubtful, tempted. I want to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? In Jesus' name, blood, your sins are forgiven. I want to believe together with you, and believe you also, the sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe even you, small children, boys and girls, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. And the preacher is preaching the forgiveness of sins to the service guests in the tent. In this way, we can securely stay believing and thank the Heavenly Father that He has opened the road to heaven when we want to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.